好的兄弟们，我们格外的感恩。
Brothers and sisters, we're especially grateful.
靠着上帝的恩典，我们终于能和英文堂有联合的敬拜。
By His grace, we can worship our Lord together as two congregations.
今天在正道部分，我就特别给大家分享《哥林多前书》十三章一到十三节。
And I would like to share with you the chapter of 13 of the First Corinthians.
在这段经文中向我们显明了人类历史中一个伟大的主题，甚至是一个核心的主题。
This chapter has revealed a great subject, a great topic throughout the human history.
就是爱是永不失败。
Which is love never fails.
上帝的爱永不失败。
God's love never fails.
基督在我们身上的爱永不失败。
And the love of Christ in our hearts will never fail. And God will accomplish his will and his great love through Christ in us. And he will continue to shape us and perfect us in his love.
So I will read this passage.读这段经文的中文请东辉长老为大家选读英文。
So we'll first read this chapter in Chinese and then in English.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱，我就成了明的罗想的八一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱，仍然与我无异。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也，终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等到完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到时候就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今长存的有信，有望，有爱，其中最重要的是爱。
Let's hear God's words. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge,And if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burnt, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful.It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away.When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
弟兄姊妹, 爱是永不失败。
Brothers and sisters, love never fails.
圣经中向我们所启示的真理, 就是围绕上帝的大爱。
And the truth that has been revealed us through the scriptures is God's love.
我们常讲历史是上帝的故事。
We often say that the human history is the storybook of God.
历史就是上帝的爱情故事。
And the human history is the love story written by God.
历史就是圣父上帝在永世中为圣子上帝耶稣基督预定了拣选了心腹。
And that story is that God has, through all history, has for us predestined and given us His Son to be the bride of His church.
耶稣基督为教会的良人，他爱教会，为教会舍命。
And He loves the church, and He gave His life for the church.
又赐下圣灵，圣灵是教会作为基督的心腹。 能够预备整齐，得传洁白的洗麻衣，最终奔赴天上参加羔羊的婚宴。
And He also sent us His Spirit, who is preparing the church to be His perfect bride, to be dressed in beauty, and to be ready to go to the feast that He has prepared for her in heaven.
所以我们就显明历史不仅仅是一般的上帝的爱情故事。
So the human history is not just a simple love story. But a story of God has loved us to the end through His Son, Jesus. So the life of a Christian should be the life of love. And the growth of a Christian should be the growth in his love and his loving virtue. And so here we see that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and Paul said at the end of chapter 12, said, I will show you the most excellent way.
甚至包括在十三章的最后节讲到，其中最重要的是爱。
And he also said at the end of chapter 13 that the greatest of these is love.
而是在中间讲到，这种爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And in the middle, he said that this kind of love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
所以希望凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。 这世界能够成为我们2025年弟兄姊妹灵命长进的一个主题性的提醒。
And I hope that these four parts of the verse become a theme for all of us in this year for us to grow spiritually together.
所以在哥林多前书12章中讲到各种各样的属灵的恩赐和才能。
So we know that in 1 Corinthians, Paul talked about all kinds of spiritual gifts and talents. And in chapter 14, he continues to talk about how you actually use these gifts that God has given us in the church. And in between the two, between the introducing of these gifts and the application of these gifts, he talked about love.
It
doesn't matter how much, how gifted you are. It doesn't matter how fully you can use those gifts. And then Paul says, doesn't matter these things, if you don't understand this most excellent way, which is love, then those gifts are nothing. if there is no love from God. Our gifts can only make us more arrogant. And the more you apply those gifts, the more you steal God's glory. So as we practice the church office, as we apply our spiritual gifts, it's the most important thing is to truly think about love.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这一章经文中给大家分享三点。
So I wanted to share three main points in this passage.
第一点就是真正的爱德不仅仅在于外在的言行。And
the first one is that the virtue of love is not just in your outward words and deeds.
我们人容易看到别人的言论。
It's easy to hear others speak and look at how they act. It's easy for us to just observe their outward behavior. We love to see they make monetary offerings at church. And then Paul said, maybe the utmost highest form of sacrifice or giving is to give your body to be burned. But Paul said, even if you can do that, you can achieve this utmost form of self-sacrifice. If you don't have love, then you gain nothing. Secondly, the love is not just the outward behavior, but also it actually lies in your inner, the tendency of your inner heart. And so the verses 4 through 7, Paul talked about our inner tendencies, the tendencies and desires of your heart. And through our outward thoughts and deeds, and Paul shifts our attention to our inner tendencies and our inner desires. And thirdly, and the fulfillment of the love as a virtue is to see God. Whether we are examining our words and deeds, and from our outward words and deeds to the innermost parts of our heart, as you do that,
And the
culmination of that inner examination is to see whether you can see God and to see the God with us in with you. So we can see that this lesson of love is it's through these three incremental steps. From our external words and deeds towards our inner tendencies and dispositions of the heart. And present those tendencies and your dispositions in front of God. If you only have the words and deeds of love, if you don't have the inner motivation and the disposition of the heart, and those external words and deeds can be merely a religious performance. But even as you examine your own heart, maybe you even think we do have our the motivation of love in our hearts. But those motivations, those dispositions, but could be from our own desires of the flesh. And from a utility or the self the purpose of self gain. And it could be just a way to cultivate your own moral values. But those are all just a self-righteousness of sinners. Unless we can know that we truly cannot love God and love others. And in this, in God's eyes, our utmost love is also filthy. They are bankrupt and they are insufficient. And then we can turn towards our the human love or the love in flesh towards the our spiritual or heavenly love in Christ. So for Christians, love should not just stop at, as loving relationships among human beings. The only kind of love that never changes and never fails is the love from God. So we see that from the first three verses in chapter 13. And we can see that from the Corinthian churches back then, they are upholding, uplifting three things. They were valuing the speaking of tongues. And so Paul said, you know, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels. But if without the holy and pure love from God, I am but a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. It's just really giving the impression of making a sound to others. So that they can see, oh, you truly have a great way of speech. And even if your gifts for speech can get to the point of actually prophet to be a to prophesy words, and even if you're not just speaking the tongues, the language of humans. Even when you're inspired to speak words from God, you can still be a false prophet, just like Balaam in the Old Testament. And we saw in the scriptures that even the donkey of Balaam can actually be inspired by God to speak words from God. So if we don't have the love from God, what can we boast of our gifts of speech? And we see that back in the Corinthian church, they also value knowledge. And we know the Greek was seeking knowledge and seeking wisdom.
苏格拉底甚至讲，相符道理对自我的认识，这就是人生的价值和意义。
And even Socrates said that the self-knowledge is the culmination of your of the value as a human being.
所以这使徒保罗讲到，你确确实实明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识。
And Paul said, even if you understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge,
但是你虽然明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，但是却没有爱主爱人之心。
But if you don't have the heart to love God and love others.
这样的知识又有什么价值呢？
And what value is it?
这样的知识真能够叫人自高自大。
And those kind of knowledge only can make you to exalt yourself, to be arrogant.
用现代哲学家的话说，这就是理性的自负。
And using the words from modern philosophers, that is truly the pride of rational thinking.
但是我们就看到哥林多教会也高举善行。
And we can see that in the Corinthian church, they also uphold and value good deeds.
他们高举善行高举到什么地步呢？
And to what extent?
有的人看到这是一个寡妇。
And when they, sometimes when they saw a widow,
他就娶了这个寡妇。
And they would marry the widow.
好不好？
Is that good?
但是这个娶这个寡妇的却是这个寡妇的女婿娶了自己的岳母或者娶了自己的继母，这样的爱又有何价值呢？
And what I even saw in the book of Corinthians that someone even married their stepmother. What kind of love has, what value can that kind of love has?
所以弟兄姊妹，不管是我们的言语方面的恩赐、知识方面的恩赐、善行方面的恩赐。
So, brothers and sisters, even if we have gifts for speaking tongues, the gifts for knowledge, or a gift of doing good deeds, we need to return to the standard of the godly love.
弟兄姊妹，在今天的教会中，我们也常常看到三大倾向，甚至是三大基督教里边的派别。
And in today's churches, we also see kind of three kind of the tendencies or schools of thinking.
另一派就比较注重说方言。
And the charismatics, they value the speaking of tongues.
我们改革中的弟兄姊妹常常注重教义或者是知识。
And the Reformed Christians value knowledge and doctrine.
一些自由派的人就往往注重善行，注重社会公益。
But the liberals, they value the social justice and good deeds.
所以这是各种各样的倾向，各种各样的流派都应当更多的归回圣经。
All these tendencies and the schools of thinking should return back to God.
归回耶稣基督的救赎。
And to the salvation from Jesus Christ.
归回圣灵刻在我们心中的律法。
And back to the law that God has inscribed in our hearts.
但是弟兄姊妹，不管是高举方言、高举知识、高举善行，最终还是要用神圣之爱、上帝的爱作为标准来考察。
And whether the gift of speech, the gift of knowledge, and gift of deeds should also be examined and be evaluated in the light of God's love.
所以保罗就开始转向神圣之爱，也就是上帝在耶稣基督里向我们显明的爱。
And Paul returned to the love that God has showed us in His Son Jesus.
我多年之前就喜欢宣讲歌唱这段经文。
And for many years, I really loved preaching and even singing these verses.
但是其实对这些经文还是缺乏亮光。
But we still need more light into these verses.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
我们讲到爱是恒久忍耐。
When we talk about love is patient and kind.
如果我们把这个爱字。
If this word of love.
把这段中的每一个爱字。
If you pick out every word of love from.
都换成基督。
If you replace these words with the word Christ,
基督是恒久忍耐。
Christ is patient and kind.
基督是永不止息。
Christ never fails.
所以这些神圣债的源泉都是耶稣基督本身。
So the source of the godly love is Christ himself.
这些神圣债的终极体现都是耶稣基督本身。
And the ultimate manifestation of his love is Christ.
为我们展现值得我们效法的最经典的榜样也是耶稣基督本身。
An example, the utmost example that God has showed us of love is Jesus Christ. If we don't return to Christ, if we don't return to Christ, the love from all these verses we cannot really achieve. So in this second part of the passage, the Apostle Paul emphasized that this kind of love starts from the dispositions of the heart. Many people have a misunderstanding of the Reformed faith. They think that the Reformed faith does not emphasize the Holy Spirit. They do not emphasize love. But if you truly examine the Reformed theology system, and for example, if you look at the shorter catechism, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, that talk about how can the salvation of Christ be applied in a Christian's life, it is through the Holy Spirit that applies to our lives. So as we also teach the Heidelberg Catechism, and what is the summary of the law and the commandments that God has given us? That's basically what Christ has told us, to love God with all the heart, all your heart, and all your soul, and all your mind. And also, the second is the same, which is loving your neighbors as thyself. So the essence of the Reformed faith, from the Holy Father to the Son to the Holy Spirit, and then from the law and the commandments and the gospel, we see that all the summary all of all that, the end of all that is love.
So
St. Augustine, in his famous work, The City of God, has told us one important principle. And that human history has been divided into two communities. The two communities are not men and women. Not the Chinese and foreigners. The ancient people versus the modern people. And those are just artificial delineations. But St. Augustine talks about the heart. And he points directly to the human nature. And he points us to the disposition of love in the human heart. And the innermost desire for a person is love. Everyone has love. Everyone is seeking love. Everyone loves who he or she loves. But what is the distinction?
So Augustine 造就了地上之城，爱上帝而轻视自己，造就了天上之城。
And but St. Augustine said there are two kinds of love that formed two cities. The love of self and despising God has built the city of man, the city of the earth. But loving God and despising ourselves has built the city of God. Are you belonging to this, the city of man or the city of God? It's not about whether you have love in your hearts. Because all people think they have love. It's more about the tendency or the disposition of your love. Or the target to which your love points. And if the object of your love is just yourself and despise God, then you belong to the city of man, the city of the world, and which belongs to Satan and which is evil. And if you, the object or the target of your love is God, and through that you despise think light of yourself, then you are belonging to the city of God. In our Christian life, we should not be valuing the things, the human things. It's more important to examine ourselves. What is the destiny or the end of our love? If the object of your love is self-centered, then we are exalting ourselves, which ultimately leads to self-ruin. But if the object of your love is at God, then in Him we have the ultimate fulfillment of your love, and we're truly in Him have the ultimate blessing. So at the St. Augustine, as he talked about these two kinds of love, the Apostle Paul said this kind of godly love is patient and kind. And from the King James translation, where we said charity is long suffering, we can see that Paul really talked about love that is willing to suffer and willing to endure. What is the sign of your love, a sign of love for a Christian? What is the sign of love between husband and wife? What is the sign of your love for a church or for a country? It's not about that you love because you have received the benefit. And it's about whether you wanted to actually suffer and pay a price for this kind of love. Today we often think about love in terms of what kind of benefit, what kind of joy, and what kind of help I'm getting from the love.
And
And this is kind of the selfish and self-centered love that is centered around the selfish gain.
So the first thing
So the first sign of the of this kind of godly love is that you're willing to be patient and long suffering and to suffer for this love. And then when you while doing that without the bitterness in your heart. And then, so the Paul also talked about the love is kind. It does not envy. We are willing to suffer for others. We want to see the others prosper. Even as we serve God. John the Baptist said that he will increase and I will decrease. And then, as parents, we should say to our children, "May you increase and we decrease." Even between husbands and wives and friends, we wanted to see others increase and we decrease. So the second sign of this godly love, so that we is that we wanted to for our own humility. We're willing to lower ourselves, where Paul said, we do not envy and we do not boast. We're all very lowly vessels. We all lack of love for God and for others. A lot of times we do not seek righteousness. But by God's grace, if we can contribute to the wellness or the benefit of others, then it's the God's grace that He can actually use us for His cause. So there's nothing we should envy, there's nothing we should boast. So Paul even said that if I wanted to boast, I will boast in my weakness, my lowliness, my inability. So that I can do all things in Him who gives us His strength. So this kind of great godly and spiritual love, the third sign of that is that we wanted to actually have self-discipline. It is not rude, it does not insist on its own way. So when you are alone by yourself, who can constrain you? Even for the young people among us, those who are in the high schools or in colleges, what is the most important element for your success? It's not to go to an Ivy League school.
Self-discipline, self-control, self-government.
And your most the six most important factor for your sex should be your self-control and self-discipline.
So the
third sign of godly love is that you are willing to have this kind of self-discipline. Even if when you're alone by yourself. When in the dark places where others people don't know. I would like to set myself apart as holy. That is the true lesson or true training for a Christian. And that is a true test of a Christian. That's what Jesus Christ said. What is the innermost part of your spiritual life? When you pray, when you close your door, when you pray in darkness to God alone, and in that inner chamber, that can reflect your true character. And the fourth sign of this godly love is to willing to give up yourself. It does not easily angered. And not resentful for others. Even if you have a cause to be angry, even if you have the cause to enumerate all the wrongdoings the others have done to you, but because of love, I wanted to give those up. And so that even when you have a cause to be angry, you're not irritable or resentful. We can count the ugly things that others have did. A lot of times, you can do that, based on facts. But then we should be willing to give up those and don't count the wrongdoings of others. And then the fifth sign is to be willing to rejoice in truth.
Rejoice in truth.
So verse 6 says, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth.
I like truth, I don't like evil. 不是轻轻意义的,随时变的,我不喜欢,而是我就喜欢这个真理,而是说你到底 rejoice, rejoice in what? 你到底是以何为乐?
So it's not about whether you like truth or not, but it's actually more important, more profound than that. It should be whether you truly have your joy in God's truth. Even as you your relationship with your brothers and sisters, do not count all the wrongdoings. And then do not always rejoice in counting the bad things other people did. And those are the dark parts of human nature. We should be more positively, more actively to build up relationships.
述说上帝的真理,
and to count God's truth.
述说你蒙恩的故事,
to recount the stories of God's blessing.
夫妻之间,父母子女之间,弟兄姊妹之间, 多多述说上帝的恩典和真理.
So in your family, in your friendships, look more to speak, to recount God's grace. So the more you would like to count other people's evils, the more you fall into those evil things yourself. If you always focus your eyes on the abyss, that you may fall into it eventually. But if you rejoice in God's grace, if you rejoice in God's truth, and then you, in your life will be filled with more grace and more truth. So we see that the truly the godly love points to the, in our inner heart. As we see these kind of five signs, to be willing to suffer, to be willing to humiliate yourself, to be able to be willing to have self-discipline and self-control, and to really to give up your rights, and to be willing to rejoice in God's truth, and to be able to have the joy with everyone in God's truth and grace. So that we can see that in our inner dispositions in the heart, we can see that God points us
to there.
And then Paul said, that kind of love never fails, never ends. And we all know that only in Jesus Christ can we truly manifest this kind of love. So the Apostle Paul proceeded to talk about that in this life, our love is often like the love of a child. It needs to grow. It needs to be fostered. It needs to be purified by Christ's blood. And our loving virtue can only be consummated when we see God, when we meet Him again. And then Paul talked about those that are that things that will cease and those that will come to nothing. The tongues, the knowledge, and the prophecies, they will pass away. All the human knowledge, all the wealth and prosperity, and even human lives, they will all end. They will ultimately not give you any comfort. And if you're in your 70s, 80s, or even you live to 100 years old, you can maybe recount your lives and, I was a great official. I had a lot of money in my bank account, or a lot of people wronged me. By God's grace, I have visited many people with terminal diseases. What do they care about in common? Who still loves me? Who still comes to visit me? Who I still love? Am I still concerned about? So our ultimate test is whether that in our hearts you can still love God and love others. If you don't love God, if you don't love others, and if no one loves you, then everything is in vain. So So Paul here also talked about, when he was a child, we spoke like a child, thought like a child, and reasoned like a child.
我们都是对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
And we're all like looking ourselves in the mirror, which is very dim.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们哪怕是在爱德上竭力追求，我们一定要知道我们的爱德，哪怕是圣化的那种爱德，也是很有限的。
So we need to understand that even as we seek and strive for this kind of godly love, we need to realize our ability to achieve that is limited.
都是隔着镜子观看，模模糊糊。It's
like watching in a mirror dimly.
所以最终我们的盼望，我们的看见是在于看见上帝本身。So
our final hope is to see God.
所以在约翰一书三章第二节就特别讲，亲爱的弟兄们，我们现在是上帝的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为我们必得见他的真体。So
in the first letter of Apostle John, he said in chapter 3, verse 2, Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is.
人间的欢乐是什么呢?
What is the human pleasure?
圣诞节的时候,
at Christmas,
新年的时候,
a new year,
农历春节的时候,
and the lunar New Year.
我就想到有一次这个康文在家里放假，然后我们教会的一个小孩，也是 Jeffrey，约着来了，一推门，哇，还没有推门呢，就在那里在窗户里来没来，来没来，来没来，最后来了，哇哇来了，两个人就抱在一起，你看这就是节日的快乐。And
so I still remember my son Kelvin when he was staying home in the winter break, when he's truly waiting for his friend to come, and he was so anxious to see his friend, and when his friend finally comes, they hug one another.
夫妻团聚了。
And then similarly, as husband wives are reunited,
父母子女团聚了。
And the family comes together.
我们弟兄姊妹在教会内团聚了。
And then the brothers and sisters come together as in the church.
我们更是将来在天上完全再没有眼泪，再没有死亡，再没有哀痛，完完全全在哀痛合一了。
And ultimately, as brothers and sisters, we meet in our heavenly kingdom, where there is no more tears, no more suffering.
弟兄姊妹，这就是基督徒最大的盼望、最大的安慰、最大的喜乐。我们能够在主里见面，而且面对面的得见主。
And then to finally see God, right? That is Christians' final and ultimate hope and our ultimate joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要在2025年新的一年中。So
in this new year.
我常常说，我们要我不是一流的传道人，不是一流的基督徒，要做三流的基督徒，三流的传道人。So
I want to say a Christian should be shedding three things.
哪三流呢?
What three things?
流泪,
shedding tears.
流汗,
shedding sweat.
流血,
and shedding blood.
流泪，我们就想到旧约圣经中的先知耶利米。
For shedding tears, that reminds us of the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah, who was weeping for his people, was shedding tears for them. And this year, I actually hope that we can all, in our scripture reading and our prayers, we can continue to pray for ourselves, for the church, for the country, and truly to shed tears in our repentance. And not just that, we wanted to also shed sweat. Not just through our devotion, our prayers, but we also need to study, to work, and to serve, and to work to the point of actually shedding sweat.
弟兄姊妹,
and not even that, we also need to have the heart to be willing to shed blood.
任何重 要的事情、重大的事情、有价值的事情，都是值得我们用生命、用血液去遵循、去捍卫、去追求的。
And there are many things that it is worth us to give our lives for.
所以弟兄姊妹，唯愿在2025年中，我们能够在灵修上要常常流泪悔改。
So in year 2025, I hope that we can, in our private devotions, we can shed tears in our repentance.
在我们的学习上、工作上、各种侍奉中，我们愿意流汗。
And as we work, as we serve, we want to shed sweat.
而且圣经讲，我们抵挡罪恶还没有到流血的地步。
But the Bible said, when the way we resist evil has not come to the point of shedding blood.
但是我们要有流血的心。
But we need to have a heart to be willing to do that.
我在预备这段经文的时候，礼拜五就特别做了个梦。
So on Friday, I actually had a dream. I was in the mission trip, but I was arrested and sentenced to death. And there was an elder from GCC come to visit me. And I was greatly comforted. That was a real dream. We are grateful. Doesn't matter how hard we serve.
还没有到流血的地步。
We have come to the point. We have not come to the point of shedding blood.
所以我们流泪。
So we shed tears.
所以我们流汗。
Shed sweat.
这都是上帝给我们的恩典。
That's the grace from God.
所以我们最后讲到四大凡事：凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And finally, we come to these four all things: bears all things, love believes all things, hopes all things, and endures.So in this year, I hope that God give us a heart for his kingdom. And for those things we do not understand, we can bear and be patient. And then he can give us the confidence to believe.In all things.
就是在基督里不要怀疑，不要随意猜忌，不要总是光往坏的方面想。
And do not always doubt.
所以我们要凡事盼望。
And also that we hope all things.
求主赐给我们积极的盼望。
We hope that God give us a positive and active hope.
不以消极的心态来看待人与事。
And not just passively react to people, to things.
上帝让万事互相效力。
Knowing that
叫爱主的人得什么？得义主。
Know that God, knowing that God makes all things work for the good that he loves.And finally, endures all things.
忍耐这个词在希腊文中和那个爱是恒久忍耐不是一个词。
So in Greek, the word endure and actually was not the same word as patience.
这个 endure 或者我们中文翻成忍耐的是什么？是指在战场上那种坚守阵地、永不放弃的那种勇士的毅力。
And this kind of endurance refers to the one a soldier has in the battlefield that is not giving up and sticking to his position.
所以不管我们在个人、在家庭、在教会、在社会、在上帝呼召你的地方，那我给我。
So for whatever God has called us to do, never give up.
坚守。
And to uphold the.
持守。
To
persevere. 我们
必须能够
得见上帝的荣耀。
To hold fast.
所以弟兄姊妹。最大的秘诀，最后的秘诀是什么呢？
But what is our final secret?
怎么才能够有这样的爱呢？
How can we have this kind of godly love?
我请大家再次的思考。
I ask you to think about this passage once again.
你试试就是把吃出的爱字换成是基督。
And replace the word of love with the word Christ.
基督的爱是恒久忍耐。
Christ's love is patience and kindness.
基督的爱是永不止息。
Christ's love never ends.
所以在罗马书第八章中讲到，没有任何受造之物什么可以与上帝的爱隔绝，因为这爱是在我们的救主耶稣基督里。
So that's why in Romans chapter 8, Paul said, there's nothing that can separate us from God, which is from the love of God, which is in His Son Jesus Christ.
上帝的爱在基督里永不失败。
And God's love in Christ never fails.
我们的爱在基督里永不失败。
Our love in Christ never fails.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，将你的大爱赐在我们的心中。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your love in our hearts.
将你的大爱彰显在我们的生命。
Thank you for showing your love in our lives.
就是使基督的荣美在我们的心中。
Continue to have the Christ's beauty in our hearts.
使基督的荣美在我们的言语中。
So that Christ's beauty also is manifested in our words, our deeds.
在2025年的天路同行中。
So in this year, as we walk together,
凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
We can bear all things.Believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Because you are with us. You are with us in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.